Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what seemed like it was already bad has gotten worse. We are live at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, Michael Penix is going to have season-ending surgery for a partially torn ACL in his left knee. The team announced today it is official, and we are here today to talk to our head coach, Raheem Morris. We'll also get a player or two along the way, and hopefully, Mike, get some answers and some of the things that Falcon fans are wondering about after five straight losses. We are 3-7, and now we officially turn to Kirk Cousins. Whether it was going to be a week, maybe two, if Penix didn't need surgery, we didn't know.
Right.
But now we know. And they also, by the way, have made some other roster moves. The Falcons signed quarterback Easton Stick to the 53-man roster, so he's going to serve as your backup. And Kyle Trask, a former second-round pick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has been signed to the practice squad. So if you're wondering what the quarterback pecking order is going to look like, that is the situation here at Flowery Branch, man. Hearing the news today, Mike, what'd you think?
Well, just sad, because you feel bad for the guy, because, you know, the timeline, we're still waiting to hear what the official timeline is going to be. And then does he stay on schedule? There's no, you know, slip-ups or any kind of, you know, problems with the recovery, because now you're hopefully you're not denting into too much of next season. You know, you're going to miss a bunch of preseason work for a young quarterback who's still developing in this league. I think, as we said, you know, it's not an indictment of Michael Penix Jr. Just in 14 games, I don't know what I've got. You know, there's good, there's some bad, and there's been some real ugly. And I think, you know, we were just talking about this before the show, Joe Patrick and I, and you were in the conversation saying how good he looked against Washington.
He did.
You know, in his second start, how, you know, how he looked like he was up for the moment in a big atmosphere. And I don't know, was it because the things were simpler then? You know, and then Zach has added layers, and no, I didn't see that stupid pirouette play action nonsense that we run that takes forever to develop. But yeah, man, now we just got to wait and see, and it's the Kirk Cousins show, and a $57 million cap hit for next year. So in all likelihood, you're not going to have him back. So we are in a really bad situation. This is a state of flux. You have no idea what you have a quarterback right now, and if you don't have a quarterback, you're dead in the water.
4-8 record in 12 starts. He has been placed on injured reserve, obviously, and he is done for this season. The situation for Michael Penix to get back, just to put this in perspective, you know, he's had ACL tears in his right knee twice, 2018, 2020. This is the left knee. He had shoulder injuries in 19 and 2021. All of that stuff he was able to recover from and come back. But the issue, guys, I think for the Falcons organization is, and this is a hard conversation, you got to protect yourself. And what that means is, as much as we think Michael Penix has all the potential in the world and certainly could be a premier quarterback in this league for a long time, because guys do recover from these injuries. There's no doubt. With today's technology, you can have an ACL, you can come back. But they've got to protect themselves. And that means, Mike, we got to be looking at quarterbacks and looking at our quarterback situation no matter who's going to be here. It doesn't matter who's running the show.
Yeah, and then you get into that dreaded, you know, free agent quarterback market. Presuming Aaron Rodgers is going to retire, the next most compelling name, I mean, all the guys you're used to, guys we talked about before we signed Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, and now I know that I think Mac is going to be a free agent, right? So, but there's just a road you don't want to go down. And this is the road we're facing. So then you get into, do you try to draft a quarterback? Do you feel that there's going to be somebody in the second round because you don't have a first-round pick? Or are you going to mortgage more of your future? Who's even making that decision? Is the general manager even going to be here, let alone the head coach and the staff? So big, big question marks, brother, all over this thing right now.
No doubt. We want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. I think we all feel bad for Michael Penix because whether he had these other injuries or not, it just sucks when you're trying to develop a young quarterback and then this kind of thing happens. But injuries happen in the NFL, man. We know it. We see it all the time, and guys do come back and recover. I cannot project nor would I try to foresee the future of what Michael Penix may or may not look like. All I know is this is a long road back, man. And for somebody that has not established himself at a 4-8 record and 12 starts, this is a long road back, and he's got to come back and do some amazing things, I think, for this organization and also for this fan base to buy in and say, hey, is he going to be okay? And it's not just that, Mike. You can't just be all right. He's got to come out and play really well to kind of reestablish himself. And where he left off and where he may pick up, that's going to be part of this discussion. He left off, guys. Again, we were in the lead on Sunday, Mike. It looked like we might win this game against Carolina, and then it fell apart. But the reality is, if you go back and look at this five-game losing streak, we've talked about it. There were wobbles with Michael Penix's play. Right. And so where he left off and where he's going to pick up, that's the real question.
But guys, you watch the NFL. You know the names. You've seen the first-round draft picks. Is he going to be a Justin Fields without mobility, where things just don't seem to work? And Justin Fields is capable of putting a game together like he did against us with the Bears years ago, and then he's just very mediocre. And then there's guys like Mitchell Trubisky, that all the things everybody looks for, all the measurables, just not the guy. And you know, guys, Sam Darnold, is Michael Penix going to have to – who knows? There's no way of knowing. I heard Steak talking about this with Sandra this morning. Is he going to wind up with another team? Let's focus on what he's going to be as a Falcon first.
Correct. Well, yeah, because you're not giving up on
him. No, but you know but where this can go. Right now, it can go one of two ways. And the way it could go is all these other first-round busts who, for whatever reason, injury, lack of performance, lack of surrounding talent. I don't think that's the case here. I think we have some issues at wide receiver, but I still think there's enough playmakers. You know, did you give him enough tools to succeed? But then again, what if he comes in here next year and there's a whole new coaching staff? New coaching staff and new GM might not think Michael Penix is the man for the job. So it's a real he's in a tough spot right now.
He was the 8th overall pick. He is currently still in his rookie deal and under contract. They're not going to go away from that. That's why you draft these guys. When you do, it is still fairly cheap. You're not paying Michael Penix $58 and $69 million a year. So those big decisions are still yet to come. But they're not going to give up on him. Neither are we. But we don't know.
But when you say they're not going to give up on, they may not be here.
Well, that's true. But I'm saying the organization, when you pick a guy 8th overall, Mike, even a new regime is not going to cut Michael Penix. No. He may not be their guy, but they're not going to move on from him until they absolutely have to.
Right, because it makes no sense.
It makes no financial sense. So regardless of who's running the show, nobody's coming in here unless it's a new owner. and that's a whole new conversation.
That's one thing that's never going to happen. But again, but a new GM might say that, you know, again, in an effort to, I don't know, get more assets to rebuild this team in their image, trade Michael Penix too. But there's no market for Michael Penix. So you don't know what he is. So
no,
you can't
trade
even do
value.
That.
Look, you're coming off of an injury. Again, your record speaks for itself. The numbers weren't there. You weren't throwing 35 touchdowns a year. So there's the reason why, again, there's doubt. And I think everybody's feeling this right now. We'd love to hear from you again. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. There's a lot of doubt just because he is going to be here. Remember, didn't play but, what, 3 games his rookie season. Started this season. We hope he's ready for the start of next season, but if he's not, how many games does he actually play? What does that look like? And then, Mike, all of a sudden you get to that 4th year. That's usually when teams make that decision on how they're going to approach the quarterback, whether or not they're going to eventually give him those long-term extensions. So what we're telling you is next year is super important.
Look, Drake May, it took his 2nd year with Josh McDaniels to get it right. Maybe Michael Penix, with a better offensive coordinator who plays to his strengths, gets it right. And then he gets back to being what we expect him to be. You know, but then, as we said, look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's never had the same offensive coordinator back-to-back seasons. He went through Cleveland. He had to go to Charlotte for a minute. He was in a cup of coffee with the Rams, and he winds up with the Bucks. I mean, sometimes it's a circuitous route to get there. Sam Darnold, you know, is now having success with his third team. But again, first things first, what is Michael Penix's timeline? When does he finally get back so he can work with this team?
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's viable unless Kirk Cousins gives you freaking NFC Player of the Week every week down the stretch, and then you say, okay, I'll eat that contract, and we got our starting quarterback while Michael Penix Jr. mends. But that's a 101 shot.
It is. And look, would I love to see it? Yeah, because, man, it would change the narrative around here. But it's unrealistic. I mean, look, I live in fantasy land. When I watch all these movies and TV shows, I can't do it with my football team. I just can't. And I want to see Kirk have success because now, Mike, we have to get behind him again because
right.
he's the guy. And he's going to be – I don't want to get embarrassed Sunday against the Saints. God forbid. I certainly don't want to get embarrassed against the Jets. I need him to play well. But if all of that was to play out and what you're saying happened, how easy would the decision be for the Falcons to say, you know what, he really wasn't healthy. And look at how well he's playing now, and look at how he's elevated guys around him. My real question about Kirk Cousins is, and this is the conversation, Mike, that I was having with people earlier today, guys are like, oh, Cousins in the pistol. He was in the pistol when he started.
Because of his Achilles.
Guys, recovery. This same offense, they haven't changed a whole lot.
But they put him under center when he came in the game Sunday.
Okay, so is he going to be more under center?
Well, I think that's another question. We'll ask Coach. Was it about comfortable? It was about being comfortable in the offense because he ran shotgun to Washington? Or are you worried that Michael Penix's knees can't handle being under center?
Lots of questions. Lots of questions. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open. You can hit us up. Big O, take care of that. And we'll grab a couple if people want to jump in. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. We'll get to what's going on with the Daily Download, including the CFP. And how about those Hawks last night? We'll get to all of that and more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live, as we are, each and every Wednesday, guys, at Flowery Branch, exclusively bringing you our head football coach and players as well. Mike, if you read some of the reports, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not an ortho guy, so I'm not going to tell you this is accurate. But if you read some of the reports, they're saying that this is a 9-month recovery.
Oof.
I do not know if this is true, okay? And the reason is because if it is, and this is the part where I'd like clarity, a partial tear or an ACL, tear, full tear or partial tear, what is the difference in the recovery time? And now everybody's different. Bodies heal differently. We know that. Mm-hmm. But if it is full reconstruction surgery,
right?
The thought is that is 9 months. If it's not full reconstructive, Mike, and they can go in and whoop, pick that thing up, he's back in 6 months, there is a big difference. And Atlanta, understand, if you're talking about a full recovery in 9 months, you know what that puts us at, right? Next September. That's when the season starts.
That's what I was worried about, because you're going to miss, but just argument's sake, a new coaching staff.
Or, and we're talking about Michael
right,
Penix.
A new OC, even if it is the same coach. Maybe there's a new OC in here. I don't know. But the idea that you want to, get him ahead of the schedule and working and all this stuff, and now you won't be able to really roll through your camp, like you want him to, and get the reps
Correct.
And everything else that comes with it. So
he did get the second opinion again, mm-hmm. but that's some of the stuff that's being reported. And from credible reporters, by the way, not moms in your basement kind of guys, all right, or dudes in your basement. I'm just saying I don't know. We don't know. I just want to let Falcon fans know I think there's going to be a time range between 6 months potentially mm-hmm. or longer. And even at 6 months, to Mike's point, You might probably be missing camp because, again, he's not getting off of rehab and just walking out there and playing, right? He's got to work his way back to that. So you're still talking about, you know, June, July potentially in the midst of a team getting ready for the upcoming season. We do not know, but we're just giving you the information of what's being reported and what's out there as we got word today that Michael Penix will indeed have surgery.
I mean, as we said, everybody of our age, you know, has been through an orthopedist, has had problems with your knees. But as you said, Carl, we're not experts. All you can do is just look at some of the websites, and I'm looking at the Cleveland Clinic. And to your point, 6 to 9 months, full recovery for high-level sports can take up to 10 to 12 months. Mm. After surgery, minimum recovery time of 9 months is common. But again, we're not elite athletes. But and again, this is a guy that's been injury prone. There's just I know people hate when you throw that prefix, but that it applies to Michael Penix Jr. Well, this just happens to be another knee, a new knee.
It does. But you know what they're saying in Cincinnati, Mike? I was there just a few weeks ago. We love Burrow, but he's injury prone.
The oft-injured Joe Burrow.
He took us to the Super Bowl, but damn, he's always hurt. I mean, I love the guy. They're saying the same thing about a guy that they paid already. Right. They've already given him his bag. So I just feel like it's part of the conversation. We are not taking shots at him. We are not being – there's no way being personal about this. This is strictly sports. This is strictly about what he is on the field and what he can be or won't be, Mike. And right now, I just feel like with that recovery time, it puts a lot of stuff in flux.
I mean, as we said, how do we finish the string? First things first, we have 2 months of football to play.
Oh, my God.
We got 7 games with presumably Kirk Cousins under center.
Well, Mike, we just can't look as bad as we've looked, though.
No, I mean, the offense, and the thing is, I wish Kirk was coming in and Drake was, you know, 100%. And Mooney was 100%. Mooney hasn't been 100% all season. Drake's going to be out now for this week, maybe more. You know, and then you get into the backups. You know, the good news is Kirk does work with the backups in practice, for you could argue.
Yeah.
So maybe there'll be some synergy there. Ray had good chemistry with Cousins. He's not on the team anymore. So, I mean, if you're looking, you know, that's a guy that, you know, had some juice with Kirk last year. Pitts, at times last year, Pitts had some juice with Kirk Cousins. We talked about the 2-touchdown performance in Tampa Bay. So, like, if I get anything from Kirk Cousins, you know, I mean, from Kyle Pitts, whatever. I mean, he's never going to – if I ran the team, and I can't imagine him coming back here with knowing they're going to have to pay for Bijan and Drake down the road. If this regime stays in place, that Pitts just doesn't simply walk and somebody else can fix him.
All right, let's hear from Coach Raheem. This was earlier today in regards to the next thing, and he's not going to gloss over any of this stuff we're talking about. We'll get into this with him. He's even admitted, you know, feeling terrible for Michael Penix and trying to help him through this with his family, his you know, fiance, everybody that's involved. But he does understand they still have a game on Sunday, and he has to have them ready to play.
Yeah, they had a big-time win versus Carolina, you know, and it's a young team with a young coach, and they've gotten better throughout the course of the year, and it'd be, you know, one of our bigger rivals, and we got to go down there and get a win.
Look, it always matters. Mike and I say this every year, and for those of you who've been listening to us for a long time, first of all, thank you. Secondly, you guys know we hate New Orleans. It's just what it is. I don't care how good we are. I don't care how bad we are. And in this situation, we are both bad right now. But the last thing you want them to do, Mike, is have bragging rights in a bad season right now to say, oh, well, at least we beat y'all. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it with the fans that are here in our city, and I certainly don't want to hear it from folks down there in Louisiana. Right. This is still a rivalry game. And so I don't care if it's Spencer Rattler or Shook or whoever the hell is going to start for them. Man, I hope we show up on Sunday.
Yeah, I was thinking about going down there, you know, but not like, no. I'm just, as a fan, I can't lie to you. Can't lie to you, Carl.
I
can't lie to the listeners. I don't have it in me.
Because we know how much fun it is.
Yeah, I just don't have it in me to drive. I mean, I can fly or drive. I don't mind. I like to drive. But yeah, not this year, man. I'm looking at this the rest of the season, and I'm like, man, you know, yes, on paper, all these games are winnable, even the Rams and Seahawks games. We've seen these guys look human, but still, this team, you dug such a hole. That's the thing. That's why we had the conversation yesterday about Raheem's future. You know, you did so many things wrong before you had the Penix injury. I don't think that absolves this coaching staff or this general manager of maybe not getting fired. We'll talk to Raheem about, you know, where do you go from here? You know, he'll tell us what he's going to try to do. We know that there's been individual mistakes, but good football teams don't make these mistakes. Good football teams have culture that doesn't allow the mistakes we make to creep into the game the way it has for us.
The mistakes have been constant. That's the problem. You can have a game where you have, you know, oh, man, we had 10 penalties. Right. Bad game. You can't have consistent mistakes week after week that cost you.
Remember the Minnesota game? kind of excited about that because we had all the, you know, the sacks and we're just unleashing Pierce and Jalen Walker. We were horrible in the red zone in that game.
We were.
That was a bunch of
field goals
right. In that game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even in the games, like I said, the most complete effort we gave was the Buffalo Bills win. Maybe that and the Commanders.
What about what Rod's talking about the second opinions? He said this in regards to Michael Penix, you know, wanting to hear what other doctors had to say. He sought out one of the best experts, by the way, wouldn't you?
Of course.
To take a look at this and, you know, the film and the CTs and all this stuff, the x-rays, whatever the hell they were looking at. Here's what Ross said about that.
A lot of those things with second opinions, you know, obviously we have our people here that look at it. And then obviously all these guys have agents and all the agents have different people to look at, sometimes multiple. When you talk about some of the second opinions, so they'll get those things done. If direction's ever needed from us, we certainly can recommend. But usually those recommendations come from agents. Those recommendations come from the player. And those are all the things that is kind of normal on a week-to-week basis when you're talking about the injury and dealing with that, Josh.
And by the way, it's not that – and he's talking to Josh Kendall from The Athletic. They're answering that question. It's not as if guys don't trust their organizations. Ra's right about this. When you hear that, you might say, well, why wouldn't he deal with the Falcons doctors that he already has? You want another opinion. And so, right. You know, just like when your doctor, your primary care says, hey, this is what's broke with you. You go, really? Let me go just check out and make sure that, you know, I get somebody else's thought on this. There's nothing wrong or abnormal about that around the league when these kind of injuries happen. So Raj is pointing out, it's his Michael Penix, his agent, his people saying, hey, let's go get somebody else to see what this is. And then you come back and say, we need the surgery. Now where do we go? And who does the surgery? I don't even know, Mike, if they know who's doing the surgery, to be got
right.
To that point.
And, you know, as you guys know, sometimes the swelling, it's got to go down before you begin the process. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, generally there's, like, NFL time and then there's NBA time. NBA players seem to take forever.
It's true.
To have their surgery. I don't know what that's about.
They wait to training camp.
The NFL generally, I mean, remember this year Shaq had the surgery right before the season started.
Yep.
But generally in the NFL, it's done as quickly as possible because of everything we just talked about. Mini camp, all the stuff that, you know, maybe veterans like, you know, the players' representative, Randy McMichael, think are silly. But for a young quarterback, you need those reps. You need those mental reps, physical reps. And if there's a new OC, you got to have that continuity with him.
All right, this is where we are, part of the conversation and a big part today because when it becomes official, then you now have to make plans and react accordingly. We could speculate all we want the other day about whether he needed surgery or not. Now that we know, it changes everything. And Kirk Cousins now, guys, is the starting quarterback for your Atlanta Falcons for the rest of the season. God forbid anything happens to him. We don't want to wish injury on anybody, but he's going to be our guy.
Easton Stick, as you guys remember from preseason, showing like he's actually had some time starting in the NFL, so he's got some reps. And then we got Kyle Trask, who was out on the float. He had been the backup in Tampa Bay for many years, but former Florida Gator, as you brought up earlier in the show.
If you were under the impression that the best quarterback was on the bench, we're about to find out. Here's his opportunity. For all of you that were saying, why are they not starting the other guy, we're about to find out.
He did hit some guys in the hands just on Sunday. For what it's worth, they just didn't do anything with it. So we'll see.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We're coming back. We will get to the Daily Download. Hawks gave a really good effort last night, but they come up short. There is a reason why, and we'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So Mike and I were just talking before our last break about the possibility of how long Michael Penix may or may be out, may not be out. Our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN is reporting that he will not need a full reconstruction on his left ACL per league sources. which then Mike says that 9-month timetable we were talking about, it's more like six.
It ramps up to 6 months,
which
right.
is great. So we, you know, that's what we were talking about, the uncertainty of not knowing some of this stuff. But Mark Raimondi reporting that from ESPN, so that's good news. I mean, honestly, right. that's what they're saying. It's not a full reconstruction.
Because, again, we're not orthopedists, as Carl said earlier. We're not trying to play one on the radio. But, yeah, if it's 6 months, that means he's eligible for camp. He maybe misses a mini camp.
Yep.
9 months, that means he misses a lot, big chunk of camp and mini camp. So, and again, don't know what this team's going to look like next year as far as who's calling the shots. But, you know, first things first, get Michael Penix Jr. out there on the field. And hopefully Zach, you know, plays to his strengths or somebody else does.
All right, as we are moving along today, Coach is going to join us, by the way. He'll join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Usually when they get off the field, he'll jump in here with us inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We'll also get a player or two along the way, so stay tuned for that as we get a vibe of what's going on. I did see where Zach Robinson, Mike, today said, our backs are against the wall. Be yourselves. That was his message to the offense.
One of my favorite songs from the New Jack City soundtrack. Very underrated.
What's that?
I got my back against the wall. And my is in the dirt. Remember that, Daddy?
Okay. You know what? That's
I'm just saying.
So
it's a hidden gem on that soundtrack.
Zach says at some point here, Mooney will get a high amount of targets and he'll start taking off.
Yes. All
okay.
right. Mooney
All
time.
Right. All right.
Rocket to the moon, baby.
We need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like we know that he broke his clavicle. Takes forever. Anyone's had that. I've had that injury. It hurts to breathe, get out of a car, let alone play some football. But he hasn't been himself, and he's just not been responding. For every big catch, there's been a big drop.
Yeah.
But, man, if Mooney can pick up some of the slack, I mean, as I said, Kirk Cousins, I wasn't trying to be a Weisenheimer. Kirk had success with Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray had 600 yards and change with Kirk last year. He's not here. So next man up. But Drake, when Drake gets back in the mix, perhaps, it's just this receiver core, if it's not Drake, Carl, let's be honest, you have no confidence as a fan right
no,
now.
No, zero. I mean, come
and,
on.
And Pitts is in that conversation.
Yeah, but we will see. We'll, look, maybe Kirk Cousins can elevate these guys.
Hey, Captain Kirk to the rescue. Be fun if we have him back in studio. We can finally have that blow-by-blow after everything went down.
Is he speaking to you?
We had a conversation a few months back. Remember, I saw him here.
You did.
Back in September. I said, I'm sorry if I came off like a turd. He said, you got a job to do. So there you go.
All right. Just wondering.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will find out. Because here's the deal. If we take off, we will have a chance to talk to Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And it's going to get really interesting. Let's hope that's the case.
Meanwhile, the guys in their cars are going, oh, will you stop?
What?
They think we're full of crap with this. We're just giving you positives, guys. Potential positives.
Are we not supposed to look at the other side of the reality
Correct.
Of what could happen?
Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
It could happen. I don't know if it – I don't think it will, but it could happen.
We go on a 4-game win streak. We're right back to 500.
Yeah, I mean, look.
And unfortunately, we're still looking up at probably 5 or 6 teams in the playoffs.
But, I mean, look, I'd rather have that than this season just continue to go
right.
the way it has.
And give me a reason to get down to Mercedes-Benz for that Seattle game, that Rams game, to be fired up over.
That,
right?
Yeah, no doubt. And those games looked so big a few weeks back, man.
Yes,
it was like,
did.
Man, Rams. And all right, we got a lot more to get to. 3 o'clock hour, we will tell you the latest about Shedeur Sanders. It is official. We'll get into that. Big O's back at the studio. Day-Day, our executive producer, is here with us live inside of Ticketmaster Studios. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
It's our Atlanta Hawks, guys. They lose 120 to 112 last night at State Farm Arena. Mike, Jalen Johnson did his thing, right? 25 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Nikhil, 24 points. That's Nikhil Alexander-Walker. He showed up. But the Hawks were without their 3 big guns. That's Trey, that's Rishai Shea, that's Porzingis. I'm not going to tell you they beat the Pistons because they're one of the best teams in the league, but I do think this would have looked a little bit different with those guys.
Yeah, and I know that we spent a lot of time. Look, I'm not trying to be like, Trey's cheerleader. I'm just saying in games like this, there was, they get it down to 1 point that we don't score for about like 10 trips back and forth. It's like 3.5-minute drought. So you need Trey. That's scoring on demand. Trey's going to get his. He's either going to teardrop it. Yeah, he might chuck a 3, but he's going to get you some points, and that was missing, but you're right. Rishai Shea has rounded into a hell of a player. You and I talked about him leading up to this game. Jalen Duren, man, that dude is just a beast. And look, Porzingis isn't a rim protector, but a little more height. Mo Gay actually had better success when he was on the floor than Okongwu at times.
No doubt. To Mike's point, it's 136 to play. It's 108-106. It's a 2-point game. You got a shot. We don't have a closer on the floor. And that was the issue last night. Meanwhile, 120 to play. Kay comes down, pulls up jumper in the face. Cade comes back down. Next possession, Mike. Layup.
A dagger.
In the face. Cunningham took over.
Because he's that dude. He's been killing us for years.
He has. So that was part of the issue. Let's hear this crazy three by Vit Krejci. It was a 29-footer, guys. It looked like this. You see the score. It's a little bit deceiving because we had some threes at the end of the game that, I don't know, you just kind of close your eyes. But nevertheless, this was one of them from Vit.
Jalen looks to get it in. He does out to Vit, who fires. And he hits another one from near midcourt. He just heaved it up there, and it went in, and the Hawks are down by four.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, you go, oh, we got a shot. Well, Vit is really lucky. But, guys, Mike, we like our team. We like what we're seeing thus far. I said to Mike today on our pre-show, and go check it out. It's behind the curtain. It's online. Guys, you can see it. I want to see us healthy. I want to see what this full squad looks like with the Porzingis, with Rishai Shea, was dealing with the hip injury, Trey getting back. What's that look like? So we can really start to judge what this team's going to be. Right now, it's good, but we know it's incomplete.
I just looked at the box score and the play-by-play. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go. It's a one-point game. That's what we're talking about with Daniels. Daniels makes the runner, and then we don't score again until 3:29 left in the game. So that's what we're talking about.
Empty possession.
And that's where Trey comes in, because Trey's going to get something cooking. But as we said, Risashe, Porzingis. The good news is, you know, if you want to look at it the other way, not having those guys, and we kept the game close with the Pistons for the game, for the duration.
The other way to look at it. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Big O, let me hear the final call.
Pass is tipped and stolen, and that's going to do it. 5 seconds to go. The Pistons will dribble it out, and the horn will sound, and that's it. And the Pistons now have won 11 in a row, and they have snapped the Hawks' five-game winning streak. Good effort by the Hawks falls short. Final score here in Atlanta. The Pistons 120 and the Hawks 112.
Yeah, that is real. 11 in a row. I don't care what time of year it is. I don't care who you're playing. That's impressive by the Pistons. Meanwhile, Mike, as we talk about the NBA, LeBron made his return last night. Just real quick.
Oh, they bombed him. I mean, again, all of a sudden, man, you look with some of the pieces you've got with Luka, you know, with any other role players. I mean, Austin Reeves, they got dudes,
they
man.
They might do something.
The last role for LeBron?
The last stand.
The last roundup with LeBron, the last stand. I don't know, either way you want to play it, man, but LeBron James, I'm not too old for this blank.
I know. This is going to be the commercial.
Yeah, someone should do that with AI. You know?
He had missed the first 14 games of the season, but he was back with the Lakers last night. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
How about them Dogs? They move up to number four in the latest college football playoff rankings, and deservingly so. They slapped Texas. Alabama lost. This makes total sense. And Kirby Mike is in prime position once again to get a bye. If they handle business.
And a bye, and this is the debate we had with Connor Riley. We'll talk to Mike Griffith about it tomorrow from Dog Nation. Do you want to or not to play for the SEC championship? I know that Kirby and his players want to, but do you feel, Carl, that a little more wear and tear and the chance for somebody to get hurt, that maybe you're better off just being on ice? But being on ice for an entire month?
Long time.
I don't know if coaches like that idea either.
The teams that got byes last year didn't win it. Just remember that.
True that.
So that's – and it doesn't mean anything, again, you know, what happened last year, but it makes you think about the time off, the preparation, having your team prepared. Like, a week off is great. When you start talking about weeks off, holidays, family, guys' minds wandering, cats thinking about spring in the NFL, like, there's a lot of stuff. I need you right here, and that's a lot of time.
But we'll see now. I mean, I know that Kirby does want to play for it. We'll see how that goes because – you know, if you do see what that would be, because Alabama wins a tiebreaker by virtue of head-to-head.
Yep.
And then, you know, man, Texas A&M, they did not get penalized for that awful performance in the first half against South Carolina. As we said, precedent was set with Indiana losing and then coming from behind to beat Penn State, so they didn't punish them. The guys who got punished, and I still think they're getting punished for the Florida State loss, is Alabama. They're behind Notre Dame. Just real quick, for those that are into the thing, and the thing is strength of schedule for us, Tide is 4-1 against ranked teams. Yeah. The Irish are 1-2, and their only ranked win is against USC. But they are still ahead of Alabama. So, I mean, you should be on strength of schedule, and who you played, Alabama should be ahead. But it's, to me, like that Florida State thing staring him in the face.
I do, too. Here was the announcement last night, by the way, courtesy of ESPN, when they announced where the Dogs were.
And at number four, this is going to be Georgia. Georgia seems like it's playing its best ball. They really put a spanking on Texas.
They really did. And for 2 weeks in a row now, they've played four quarters. There was a concern about the way they started games. 2 weeks in a row, really good early.
Yeah, look, you can easily say right now, and it doesn't mean anything until January, but the Dogs are the best team in the SEC right now. And the crazy thing is September, we didn't feel that way. I don't think we felt that way through much of October. And now, you know, you get here and you're like, okay, they are the best team right now playing in the SEC. More on that to come in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, the ACC, real quick, just because of Georgia Tech, the strength of schedule, killing them right now. The win over Clemson doesn't help them. They did go out of conference to play Oregon. They're not even bowl eligible, so that doesn't help. Miami still a long shot to reach the ACC title. Again, Miami, that was a big win over NC State. We'll see, though, Georgia Tech. I mean, you got to beat Pitt. First things first, Carl. No slip-ups.
No.
You know, and then Georgia Tech can still, you know, potentially punch their ticket and get in there. But, I mean, it's just Georgia Tech's been wobbling on defensive leg.
I can say because that secures their ticket into the ACC championship game. The ACC championship game technically is more important to them to get into the playoff than Georgia. Because the Georgia win or lose,
they play,
yes.
play close, lose to Georgia, beat a ranked opponent in the ACC championship.
You're in. But if you lose to Georgia and win, right, you're in. If you beat Georgia and lose the ACC championship game, you might not be in. You're probably not in.
I don't know. We'll see how again, with this committee, there's no consistency with the committee from year to year and from week to week, the way I look at it.
And I know people are going to say, wait a minute, you're telling me we beat Georgia but lose the championship game? Yes, because there's value in these championship games. That's why coaches are saying, I don't necessarily want to be a part of them.
Right.
That you put value on the championship game, that value is more than Georgia Tech, even though we know it's a huge rivalry for us. The committee's going to say, wait a minute, you had a chance to win your conference, and you didn't. I think that matters, despite the fact that they might be beating a number four Georgia team.
The thing with Pitt is, I mean, a good defense will squash Pitt, but Georgia Tech doesn't have a really good defense, so this may be a really high-scoring game.
It's going to be interesting. Look, Pitt could play a big spoiler right here, man.
Had great opportunities against Notre Dame and shot themselves in the foot. Yeah. Anytime they got field position or a turnover, anytime they could claw back into that. My wife went to Pitt, so I had to watch it. No, they just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, though. This is when it gets interesting, guys. More on the college football playoff rankings coming up. Coach Raheem Morris is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Quick reminder, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend, football parties, and more, guys, and say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, Friday, 6 to 9, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, as we get more NFL conversation along the way, the big story that Mike and I have been waiting for all season long is playing out, finally. And I am very interested in seeing how it looks. Shedeur Sanders has been named the starter in Cleveland. For everyone that says, can he play? I don't think he's any good. Again, just like with Cousins getting his opportunity again, here we go, Shedeur. Here's your chance. And, Mike, I don't know if you heard. We didn't talk about it yesterday. His damn house got robbed.
Yeah, I mean, had a bad day, threw a pick, couldn't, you know, it was a chance to have a, you know, cover behind victory, and that would have been something as his first, you know, chance to get out there and impress the Browns. Everybody in Browns Nation is behind this guy. But a couple of miscreants broke into his, and this thing has happened in Los Angeles. It's happened in New York. Anytime a guy for the home team is at the stadium, they're breaking into people's houses. It's a job.
Yeah, it is. And that's the sick part about knowing what, you know, where these guys are, unfortunately. But for Shedeur, this is his opportunity, man. And look, we talk about a guy getting concussed. It happens, right?
Dylan Gabriel. Right.
This is how it plays out. I mean, maybe Shedeur plays himself into the good graces of Cleveland, you know, ownership, because they've not given him a chance. And last week, the debate was he didn't take any first team snaps, right? I heard Coach talking about this with Kirk Cousins. Remember, maybe it was 2 weeks ago when we didn't know if Penix was going to play, and Coach was like, well, he's out there. And the
pregame Cousins.
Yes, right. And Cousins didn't get a lot of snaps, but then they went with him.
Right.
Then he looked like he didn't get a lot of snaps, right? He didn't look that great. Same thing kind of with Shedeur Sanders, where he got thrown into the game last week. We'll see. He's going to getting a full rep, a week of rep, this week with Cleveland. All right, more to get to, including Odell Beckham. Are you interested? Because apparently he's been cleared.
Well, he has familiarity with some of the coaching staff here.
All right.
But he was with the Rams for that Super Bowl run.
And the big thing that people are talking about around the NFL has nothing to do with the NFL. It has everything to do with the WWE. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.